Now, I seem to recall that last week, Margaret, you said that you're going to be looking at a notorious novelist.
Yes.
Well, who's this?
Oh, this is a lady called Eleanor Glynn.
Right. And why was she so notorious?
Now, Eleanor Glynn wrote romantic novels, but they were quite saucy ones, right. Especially for the end of the 18th. Or, sorry, the end of the 19th, I should say, beginning of the 20th century, which was her heyday,
right?
If you like. She was actually born Eleanor Sutherland, so Eleanor Glynn was her married name.
Right.
Her husband was a very large landowner in Essex, and the couple set up home at Shearing Hall near Harlow.
Right.
And she was very popular in her day. She's virtually unknown today. Many people never heard of her. But the book that she's most famous for was published in 1907. And it was called 3 Weeks.
Right.
And it was literally about a romantic affair that lasted for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest admirers of Eleanor Glynn was none other than King Edward VII.
Right.
And he had been known to boast that never in his life had he ever read a book until he picked up a copy of 3 Weeks.
Probably couldn't put it down.
He couldn't put it down. He raved over this book.
Yeah.
Absolutely raved over. Everybody had to go out and buy a copy of 3 Weeks because the king was reading it. So it really made her name. But that wasn't the only book she wrote. But it's the one that everyone that knows of her remembers.
The sauciest.
The sauciest by far. For 1907, very cheeky. When she gave up novel writing, she wasn't finished by any means. She then took herself off to Hollywood.
Right.
And started writing, doing scripts in Hollywood, and was very much involved in the beginning of the talkies.
My word.
So, yeah, interesting lady. And, of course, the Essex connection with Shearing Hall and her husband, Clayton Glynn, who was a substantial landowner in Essex. So, yeah, we have a claim to fame with a best-selling novelist as well.
And when she went off to Hollywood, did her husband go with her?
Her husband did go with her, not for all of the time, but he did travel with her to Hollywood. Well, I think it'd be hard to resist the opportunity to go to Hollywood.
Well, true.
But
I just wondered whether he was still alive, that was all.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Scott.
And next week, your subject?
Next week, we're off to Fobbing to look at the Fobbing Fighters. Be careful how you say that.
I think I will. I don't think I'll say it at all. Thank you.